Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and you here at WCWP Radio, WCWP.org and 88.1 FM. We are in our last segment of the hour with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Long Island. We've been talking with Meredith Michaels, who's the Director of Development, Lauren LaRoy, who is the Project Manager, and also Drew and Diamond, who are the Big and Little, and just been wonderful hearing about the evolution of your relationship and where it's going. It's so, so positive. And this program is so important to Long Island, and just kind of watching you two and how, you know, both of you benefit from this relationship. You can just see in Drew every time you even speak, Diamond, I think she cries a little bit. I don't know. So it's really, really wonderfully touching. And I know that this program doesn't just happen, in that, you know, there it needs to be funded. And I'm curious to hear, you know, kind of what, I know you kind of tapped into it a little bit earlier, but like, what are the costs involved, like, per match, say, and also, you know, what kinds of programs do you have where people can support you?
Yeah. So like all nonprofit organizations, fundraising is a really important and valuable piece of, you know, how we function. And our program side, there are a lot of costs to make a match happen. The dollar number changes a little bit every year, but it is around $1,500 to make a match happen from beginning to end. You know, all the cost of the background checks and all the, you know, documentation and paperwork that goes into that. But as I said earlier, we're typically used to hosting almost 12 to 15 special events a year that help bring in a little over $1 million in fundraising. And right now we're in unique times when we're just starting to sort of open up to having in-person events. We actually just had our golf outing on Monday, and it was the most successful golf outing we've ever had. And actually Drew was there and spoke and shared her experience with the organization. And it's very important that we tie the mission to the special event, because a lot of these individuals are there. They're guests of someone. They came to play in someone's foursome, and they might not even know, you know, all of what they're there supporting. So thank you to Drew for being there and sharing her experience. But our special events really do help generate the revenue needed to have a thriving program department and a program initiative. So we did just have a golf outing, which was a huge success. And as Otto had mentioned, possibly before we started recording, we have a fishing event on the East End. It's our Hamptons Offshore Invitational. It's in its 20th year. It's a very unique event. You see a lot more of these fishing events in Florida and in the South, not necessarily in Long Island, but it's a week-long fishing tournament. Captains can enter for either overnight or day entries. There's multiple fishing categories. There's weigh-ins daily. And then at the end, there's an award ceremony for, you know, the fish get weighed and highest weights win prizes. And it's a lot of energy on the East End. It's takes place at Oakland's Marina, and just a lot of fun if you're in that fishing community or want to get involved in that regard. And we have a fantastic boat raffle associated with that. We only sell 1,000 tickets. They're $100 each, and you get entered to win a sportsman's fishing boat with all the equipment needed and all the accessories needed to do that. So that's a really great fundraiser for us. And in the fall, we're going to be hosting an in-person fashion show. And that event is a lot. I'm looking at Drew and Diamond. I hopefully will see them strutting their stuff. And that's one of my favorite events that we do, because it's actually one of the only events where our bigs and littles participate, because a lot of our other special events, they're, you know, big ticket galas and golf outings. This is a really great event because our bigs and littles are the models. And it builds confidence. and we get to cheer them on as they strut their stuff. And we can't wait for that event. It's going to be held at the Crest Hollow Country Club on October 6th. More information coming out about that. But we usually in the past have had 20 matches there as our models, and it's just a really fun night supporting them. And then as we get a little closer to the holiday season, I think you can ask anyone on staff, one of the all-time favorite times of year is in December when we run our Holiday for Kids Sake program, where every single child in our program is sponsored for the holidays by an individual or a company. And what's very unique is not only are the children in our program sponsored, but all of their siblings as well. And this is a really nice initiative that helped the families that during, you know, holidays are a difficult time of year as it is. And this is tremendous because they're getting actual items that they requested from their wish list. So it's a really magical time of year for us. We have tremendous sponsors. It's one of our biggest initiatives, and our families get gift cards to buy family, food for the holidays, gifts for the children. And it's just a really joyous time of year for us for that. So if you want to learn more about that, you can visit our website at www.bbbsli.org. It's three B's. but our fundraising is really valuable and important to us. And if special events aren't for you, we have so many other ways to get involved. You can simply donate. You can set up monthly giving. I mean, $5 a month, you barely would even notice. That's not even a coffee at Starbucks these days. You can, you know, look into stock gifts. A lot of people will use their credit card points to purchase gift cards. Some people will put us in their planned giving for more long-term support. You can donate items for our raffle and auction. You could sponsor kids for the holidays. I mean, really, there's something for everyone at all different levels. It's not always about writing big checks. You might just want to gather some gift cards from your community that we can use to help raise money that way. So visit our website to learn more. My contact information is there. But we really value our donors and our event attendees because they are, you know, the heart and soul to how we raise the funds so that we can put on these great events for Drew and Diamond, and that we can have 500 matches every year and ensure that these kids have what they need to get through challenging times.
Wonderful. You have a question?
No, I'm just curious, Meredith, how long have you been with the organization?
I've been with the organization just a little over 3 years.
Okay.
Yep. And I come from a background in nonprofit, but my heart is with Big Brothers. It's just the mission is incredible, the work that we're doing in the community. And when you like what you do every day, it makes it really easy. And I know Lauren would say the same thing, to talk about it. It's like, hopefully you can feel the passion in our voices because we firmly believe in the work that we do. And I mean, I'm crying for Drew and Diamond because those stories are amazing. Like, it's life changing, and it's amazing to get to be part of that.
Well, I asked the question because I do feel your passion,
yes,
all four of you, for the organization and for what it's done. So that's a big positive.
Thank you.
Yeah. It really is.
There's no price on that. It's just, no, you got to be engaged in what you're involved with, and you are. So that's a good thing.
Thank you.
So, you guys are just, it's been a great show. The hour is going way too fast, but I wanted to just get this out there. You know, I kind of know about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Long Island. I've certainly learned a lot on this show. I am really, you know, just taken by the whole process. Also, I do get all the time to donate clothes, but I bet there are people out there that don't really even understand that it's not just a donate your clothes kind of place. So how do people, I know you have a great website, and you know, I could, if I'm looking to contribute, I can go to the website, see what events are happening, but how, like, this radio show is nice PR for you. And I think that there's going to be a lot of people, I mean, hopefully listening, but, you know, very interested, wanting to support this wonderful program, especially for our Long Island kids. And I mean, you know, this is a Long Island, and you're all our kids. I mean, we're all parents. We're, you know, all the children are our kids on Long Island. How would someone who really doesn't have a connection to you hear about you? Is it, you know, are there senior agencies? Like where would, like, you know, our kind of, you know, older adult hear about and find ways to be able to help, contribute, maybe become a big brother or big sister?
So I think most people know us, as you said, by the trucks driving around the communities. And, you know, right on the trucks, our phone number is right there. So, you know, a really easy way to start by supporting us, if you've never been involved, if you're not aware of what our work is and our mission, is simply donate clothing or start a clothing drive at your church, at your group home, if you're involved in any religious affiliations or, you know, clubs or groups. You could simply start a clothing drive. And that has a huge impact on us. Just to share a quick snippet about our donation center, because a lot of people have questions like, what do you do with all those clothes? And to give a better understanding. So we actually have a very unique partnership with Savers. They're a thrift shop on Long Island. And all of the stuff that you donate, clothes, shoes, accessories, household items, decor, it actually gets sold by weight to Savers. And then the funds that we collect are used to purchase new things for the littles and activities for the program. So we're not taking your used clothing and giving it to these families. We're able to sell it and buy them the things that they really need throughout the year. The Chromebooks, the paint nights, the school supplies, all of different resources that they need throughout the year. So that's one thing that I'd like to make very clear with people, that your bag of old clothes has huge value to us, and it's basically like making a monetary contribution. So just by starting with that, I mean, one, you're cleaning out a closet. It doesn't have any cost. There's no risk, and they will literally drive right to your home and load it into a truck. So for our older community members listening, it's very simple to support us in that way. And then, of course, our biggest area of need are mentors, especially male mentors. You know, we have a wait list, as Lauren said. We have little male littles that are waiting to be matched. So if this is something that you want to learn more about, even just to inquire, to learn about what the involvement is, you know, please come to us so that we can talk it through with you, because that is something that we will continuously need. There are always children that are going to need our resources and support. So even if there isn't a great match right now for you, there will be. And they keep this stuff on file and they make that match happen when the time is right. So those two areas are a really fantastic way to support us and get involved. And then, of course, if you want to learn more, you want to help in other ways, you can contact our office or visit our website and learn a little bit more about all the variety of ways that you can support us.
I just have to buzz in real quick. You know, Christina Liu, producer here. I am an avid donor to Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I could speak personally on how seamless the process is. And I mean, especially during COVID, I was trying to, you know, as we said, purge my closet. There's certainly enough clothes that I've accumulated over the years. And on top of that, you know, there was DVDs that I was able to, because I was like, what am I going to do with these DVDs? And your website was so clear. And I get emails constantly saying, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we're going to be in your area. So it's great to, you know, I kind of keep a bag in my garage, and then, you know, and just to fill out the form and they come. It's such an easy process. And I can't say enough great things about it. And it's so nice to know how the whole thing works now. So I can.
Yeah. And whatever can't be used, honestly, there's a whole green process on how the product is broken down and turned into material to make carpets and rugs. Like, nothing is wasted. And you can read all about it. There's a whole recycling process.
Unfortunately, we are at the end of our hour with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I just want to thank you all. And really, Diamond, it's just been an honor to meet you. And I just wish you so much greatness in your future. You really, really are a shining star. And thank you to Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Drew, and everybody for joining us today with a lot of information. We'll be right back with Project Independence.